think of the internet today as a little like an extended version of a 60s commune, in which all authority is being rejected and undermined, and everybody says that there no longer is authority. That's my problem with today's internet. The fundamental challenge to authority, authority in terms of expertise, authority in terms of moral codes, authority in terms of the wisdom of real people as opposed to the wisdom of crowds. So I'm particularly concerned about the way in which today's internet is undermining our traditional forms of authority.
Let me start there and ask you, why do we need authority? Why is it that you feel we need to have any authority on the internet?
Because I think that human societies throughout history have required degrees of authority. We need experts, we need professionals, whether they are experts in terms of collecting knowledge, experts in terms of creating entertainment, experts in terms of establishing moral codes. Otherwise, the thing turns into complete anarchy, which is what the internet is today when you think of something like Wikipedia, in which anyone can edit the thing, and you have the authority of a 14-year-old kid being treated in the same way as the authority of a Harvard professor. So if you're an anarchist, if you reject all forms of authority, if you want to live on a commune, then the internet's a great place. But I think for the majority of regular people, it's very troubling, and that's what I'm really uncovering in my book.
I want to give out I'm going to give out some phone numbers at the bottom of the hour, and I want people to join in this conversation on the need for the internet to have authority and how we would even begin to try to determine who the authorities would be. I mean, in a way, I read your book, and I was, you know, you don't, like I said, you don't read often people slamming the internet like this, and I mean, fair is fair. I mean, I think you do it really well. You articulate the argument, you know, in great detail. But as I'm reading it, I think in the end, I think you're just by chapter after chapter of what the internet does wrong and how it's killing us. I expect you at the end to say, I think the internet should be disbanded. I think the internet should be dismantled. It seems to me that's the conclusion you reach. But in the end, you just say, well, we need more authority on the internet. And I don't even begin to know how you come up with authority.
Well, I'm interested in your response as a professional journalist. Look, you have authority. And you may have call-in people, but you have a training. I mean, you've obviously been through a lot. I listened to your introduction to this show. You spent years acquiring your skills and developing them. Nobody could do your work. The premise of the internet is anyone could be Ian or anyone could be Andrew Keen, which I think is unacceptable. In response to your question, I've got tons of critics on the internet. 50% of them are calling me a fascist and 50% of them are calling me a Stalinist. But the reality is that even if I wanted to, which I don't, I'm not against technology. I love the internet. I'm on it all the time. I've got 4 computers of my own. I've made my business through it. Even if I wanted to close it down, which I don't, it's entirely unrealistic and absurd. We've got to live with this thing. We've got to shape it in the way that benefits society. The thing that I want to make clear in the book is that the internet is a mirror. When we look at it, we're looking at ourselves. And when we see things we don't like, we can't just smash the mirror or turn away. We've got to try and improve what we look like. And I think that's the premise of the book, is that we create technology, we shape it, and we need to make an internet that is much, much worthier in terms of the human condition, much more moral, much more authoritative, much more reliable, and above all else, much more educational for the kids. Because I wrote this as a parent. You know, I've got 2 young kids. I've got a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. And it's that generation that is being profoundly shaped by the internet.
All right.
What really troubles me is if you have this media without any authority, without professional journalists, without professional entertainers and broadcasters like yourself, what kind of world are these kids going to grow up in? They are growing up to become media illiterate, and we need media literacy if we're going to have a civilized society.